the NTR podcast.
On today's episode,
if you're a royalist, and hear me out, if you're a proper royalist, I think that is such an unnatural way for a brain to work. Because, I mean, abolish the monarchy has been trending all week, and like that, a lot of people talking about that. Can we not do a tarot card reading of the monarchy's future? Because, I mean, we've seen monarchies crumble in the past, Graham.
How would one get there?
I don't know, the mind boggles, Graham, but I'm sure you've got something.
Well done.
It's communism. Now, is communism going to take us there?
No.
No, so you go.
Although the only way to survive in space would probably be to be communist.
And now, from Liverpool, around the world on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. It's time to open your mind, expand your outlook, and occasionally soil yourself with delight. This is the NTR podcast with Dylan Evans and Graham Smith.
They're all disabled.
That's the out from a gag we were doing during the opening sequence.
That's the best start.
That was a technical comment. We didn't mean for that to get caught.
That's the best.
And what if they are? Should have been your immediate response.
Yeah, it should have been. They're still human too, Graham. Anyway, welcome to...
We're talking about the light.
Welcome to episode 23 of the NTR podcast. Before, we were talking about disabling lights and things. Yeah. We were talking about our exercise routines and stuff in lockdown, and Graham... has went towards...
What?
Your exercise routines are like a nine-year-old girl's, aren't they? Well, have you started... You started skipping.
I started skipping, yeah.
Who says that? I've just never heard anyone. I've started skipping. Imagine you just in the garden.
I started skipping because...
like a boxer?
No.
Yes, that was it. I went, oh, you're doing all like the cool stuff, and you're like...
No, because it's hard when you've not skipped since you were a kid, and even then, not all the time. So sometimes, though, yes.
So you've got it like in the railings, one end's in the railings, Steve's got the other side, and you're doing hopping, hopping out, jumping, skipping, and shout about forever.
A lollipop as well. No, it's the fast movement, isn't it? It's good. You should try it.
Skipping.
It can fuck you over. Try and do 100.
The thing is, with skipping, it's like the less you think it does it. Does that make sense, or do I just sound like a complete
lunatic? No, it makes
lunatic.
Perfect sense. Perfect sense.
If you don't think, it does.
Well, don't.
Is that
don't
code
think,
to life?
No.
Skipping figured out the code to life. Maybe
don't think too much.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Don't think too much, though. So don't think too much, but also... also, don't think too much.
It is really complex, this skipping business, isn't it?
Any sort of, like, my movements, what do you call my motor skills aren't... no, I don't think they are.
What? Don't think they were. Like, is your hand-eye coordination not great? Are you good at catching, throwing?
No.
Any sports?
You know the answer to this. No.
But I think everyone's good.
Are you good at any sports, Graham? Come on. Look, winking.
No, I think you've just not found the one. Do you ever think that?
You always say this to me.
Everyone's good at a sport.
So what one's for me?
It's probably like polo, isn't it? Have you been on a horse?
Straight to polo.
Are you good on a horse?
I've been on a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Here we go.
I've not. Donkey.
I agree.
Donkeys aren't horses.
No.
That's a fact.
I agreed to have, when I was a kid, I think I had a couple of horse riding lessons. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't start.
Oh, I know.
Don't start.
I know.
It was a thing.
We had different childhoods. As you could tell.
We lived about 3 miles in less.
So close.
2 miles or less. But yeah, I had a couple of cycling lessons, horse riding lessons.
How was that? Good.
I'm not.
That's got to be that's not a sport.
Though. I'm no jockey, Dylan.
That's not. I was going to say you're built like one, but you're not.
Not at all.
Am I just that line saying you're like 4'10"? You've never seen him stand up, have you?
No.
Hey, there you go.
I am 5'10". Anyway, yeah, skipping, good for you. All them things are good for you.
Yeah, I forgot.
You forgot why I went down that route then, yeah?
Yeah.
Skipping is good for you. It just looks funny. I was driving to where my dad lives, right? Is like...
Go on.
I'm going to tell you where my dad lives and this will make sense. I don't want to sound like I'm being a snob.
Go on.
My dad's a bit.
Lovely.
So one of his neighbours, I parked up outside my dad's house and he was skipping in his back garden and I fucking absolutely pissed myself when I seen it. It's like bald head. And I'm like, that looks absolutely
you just don't see
mad.
You don't see anyone skipping. You don't see anyone as in skipping. So like skipping on the way to somewhere, not skipping as in like jump rope.
Did anyone ever do that?
Not enough people skip. I always say this, skipping is the best way to move. It's fun. For some reason, you can go a lot quicker than you think when you skip. Have you ever proper got a skip go and you're like, wow, I'm like levitating right now. It's fun. It's efficient.
You're
it's
in
quick.
A good mood when you do it.
I'll tell you what, if we lived in a society where people didn't walk or jog.
Skip.
Imagine everyone was skipping. The police, firemen, all of that. It would be a lovely place. I think more people should skip, but not with skipping rope. That's just stupid.
All the injuries that cause if everyone... If everyone started to just skip everywhere.
What, by a bus?
Skip.
Yeah. He skipped out too quick. Or what if all like the road signs were people skipping instead of walking as well? This is a world I want to die in.
And there'd be less carbon emissions. That's the one to remember. And what about police answering important incidents?
Yeah, they've got to skip
in. Skip?
They've got to skip in with the guns.
Gun, arms, skipping, arms, arm
skipping,
response.
All of that.
Don't trip them up.
We live in a better place. I tell you, I think that would be a brighter future than where we're heading, let me tell you.
How
I'm segueing into the first topic here, Graham.
Well done.
You know, the whole space race thing.
Right, that's
going on now, which I was really excited
about.
The
whole space race thing. That was the thing that was said in 1960 something.
As being said again, but now it's like they're calling it like the billionaire space race at the minute, aren't they? Because it's Elon Musk, it's Mr. Bezos who's like, he's stepped down from Amazon to, well, let's figure space out. And like one of the first things they're talking about already is a space hotel. Oh! And it looks like a big space station, like the International Space Station, but you can stay in space for a night or two, you know, that
doesn't
kind
it
of
look
thing.
Like a.
Looks mad.
Intergalactic
it looks
holiday
like
inn.
We're there. It looks like, wow, this is science fiction. I hate saying that. It sounds like something my granddad always used to say about like touchscreen phones. That's science fiction to me, Jill. I want nothing. That's how I feel like I'm speaking now. But I was reading the prices of stuff and I hate to sound like one of them. They say, this is fair.
Prices of what?
Prices to get into space. So apparently you could go to the International Space Station if you wanted to, but it costs you 53 mil. This hotel is going to cost like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds to even get up there.
I feel like my entire life they've been saying this. When I was a kid, they used to be like, they'll be sending people, they'll be going into space on holiday, and unfortunately, we've not been there yet. Didn't Richard Branson used to try and get into
that? That's what he was trying.
Sign up, Virgin Galactic. He's not the man of the moment now, though, is he?
No, not so much, but that was even a quarter of a million quid that was going to be to get up there. And I just thought of like, we're talking about this as like, oh yeah, this is really cool. I'm like, no, this is only going to be billionaires that are going literally in a glass bubble above us, looking down on us as we fight amongst ourselves, as the sea level rises.
As we wallow around in shit on Earth.
Literally they're in glass bubbles, quite literally like a glass bubble in space. And that's just like, I feel like that's what's going to happen. Can you imagine something actually happened? And they needed to get out of here.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe that's what they're preparing for. They know it's all a mess, don't they?
Yeah.
They know it's all a mess. They'll be off first.
To Mars, and it will just be the rich.
Yeah.
Mad. And I can't get over why people are just sort of going, but what else can you do, I suppose?
No, this is true. We were saying the other week about like Mars, and then we moved on to, I said, which clipped up really well on TikTok, thanks.
Which?
We should mine diamonds on Saturn.
And you sounded like an absolute lunatic on the last episode. It was brilliant.
When you could take all of the context out.
When you said you wanted to mine diamonds to fund communism on Earth.
Whoever it was took all of the context out of it and just went, mine diamonds on Saturn, condensed that into 30 seconds. Everyone was like, this guy's a loon. So how long did it take to get to Jupiter?
How long it would take to get... Well, isn't what's Mars? Ages. What's Mars? 2 years? A year?
A few years. Like
it's a round trip of a few years, isn't it?
Well, to get to Jupiter, they've figured a way to get there in just a few years as opposed to ages.
That's all right.
You know the warp drive off Star Trek? Now, come on,
so this was Graham trying to make his point that he isn't a lunatic. Do you know the warp drive from Star Trek? This is how we're getting to Jupiter, Dill. Come on, guys, we're all listening.
They reckon that they found the means by which we do that, because in order to get to one of them places, in order to travel to space, we need a spaceship that can travel faster than the speed of sound, don't we?
Sound.
Light.
Light.
I was going to say. What you want.
Send a Concorde up.
Get that out there. So you want something that travels faster than the speed of light?
Which haven't they found, or theoretically they found?
The warp drive. This is where it comes into it.
Sorry.
The warp drive is what sends the spaceship faster than light, isn't it? In the science fiction.
It is, yeah.
Don't pretend you don't know. It is.
Yeah.
And they think they found the means by which to do that, theoretically.
Okay.
Where they'd combine, like, negative energy or something. Stuff like sort of theoretically exists, and they'd do it all in the thing, and the spaceship would go... And they've come up with that in the last 3 days. They've said that that's potentially possible.
Isn't that mad?
Not mad as the next thing I'm going to say. Carry on.
Right.
I'm tearing up my own madness.
I was just about to say, I can't go into... Go on. What are you going to say, Graham?
No, come on. Did you have any comments on the warp drive?
It's just because it's all theoretical, but I liked it to sort of... We're thinking there. I think we will get there with stuff like that. That doesn't seem impossible. The idea of travelling through space at a rate quicker than, like, petrol. Because that's what we're talking about. Like, what are we talking about otherwise? What's a spaceship? It's just blasting fire out your ass.
Yeah, what are
so
we doing now?
Straight.
We're all a bit shit, our spaceships, aren't they? They're not, like, levitating off.
Yeah,
like that.
So the
they're
thought of... Oh, yeah, there
rockets.
Might be... There's probably something a bit further on we don't get.
Yeah,
I think that's very plausible.
It's all
over to Graham.
It's all jet propulsion at the moment, isn't it?
All petrol.
I really simplified it, didn't
I? No, I laughed at first, but you are right. It's all based on burning stuff.
Poo. Really poo.
Yeah.
There's got to be something better.
Well, the warp drive, that's good.
Oh, he's got one.
That was good, the warp drive. And they think it's possible. Now, there's another thing that also may very well be influenced by Star Trek.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
No, go on, what?
Well, this... No.
It's science fiction. Go on.
This will... So the warp drive, yeah, fast and speed are like... But, you know, if you want to go to the nearest star system, whatever, like 4 years it'll take you at the speed of light. You need to go faster.
4 years at the speed of light?
If this is 4 light years, then it will take 4 years at the speed of light.
Is that what light years means?
Yeah.
We've all learned something there, guys.
So if you wanted to go like 90... Because when you get into interstellar space, if you want to go to something that's like 91 trillion light years away or some mad fucking... crazy number like that.
Yeah.
That would take you 91 trillion years at the speed of light.
Daft.
Or at like mega warp speed. Yeah, it'd be 150. Yeah. So how'd you get there? Oh, how'd you get there? How would one get there?
I don't know. The mind boggles, Graham, but I'm sure you've got something.
Well, Dill.
It's communism. Communism going to take us there?
No.
No, so you go.
Although the only way to survive in space would probably be to be communist.
Space communism. Is that how we're getting to 91 trillion light years away? Is it space communism?
The fuck else? What, do you think we're doing it through the free market? Just Elon Musk on his own. Jacuzzi on the spaceship. They're opulent.
He just loved them. Yeah. He just loved the space jacuzzis, Musk.
So they've come up with an idea... And yes, it's only on a sci-fi show, but I need to bring it to your attention.
Hmm?
They travel to 91 trillion light years away without using the warp drive now.
Ages away, that.
They travel into another dimension, right? And then when they're in there, they're dead quick, and then they get to the other side of the unit, and then they come back into this. Mushrooms, though.
You on.
Now, I tried to have this conversation in all seriousness with my 61-year-old father over the weekend.
How'd that go down?
It was on text as well, and in the end, he just messaged me back with, well, I just like them with bacon and eggs. And it was such a shit joke. I just replied with, thanks for your time. Put a kiss on it.
Someone... I'm trying to talk about warp speed.
No, mushrooms, traveling the galaxy through mushrooms.
I know, but to anyone. To anyone. That sounds mad, Graham. How are you traveling through... What is the theory? Because modern sci-fi, what I like about modern sci-fi is there's a little bit of like, ooh, that's a bit doable.
Yeah.
And that's what excites everyone, I think, about like modern sci-fi. So how are they doing this, mate?
They travel using a network. Do you know like mycelium?
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Well, they have what they call the mycelial network. Well, mycelium.
I've heard it mycelium. I know it is mycelium, which is the most... mental
amazing
thing that I don't feel like people don't really get taught about.
It's
mycelium.
Fungi.
It's a fungus, but they reckon sits underneath like the entire earth, or certainly a lot of like
across a lot of the surface, and
like that was, there's a big theory about, because mycelium and mushrooms and stuff, they like carbon. What do we breathe out? What do animals breathe? Dioxide.
We breathe out carbon dioxide. Yeah,
that one. Mushrooms and stuff love that. So there was a thing of like, did these mushrooms and stuff spread to different areas so they could get more of this? And then like, oh, we'll make trees and and then it's like, maybe they are the architects of our entire planet. But in my mushrooms are harder than trees. I think mushrooms are like, there's something more going on with mushrooms. I think they scare me as a drug. It scares me to touch them because I'm like, this is something more. This is like a gateway to something mad.
A lot of people think that, don't they?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
If you go to like a forest, right? you've got like a forest somewhere, the mycelial network, or like the little fungi, little strands that make like a mushroom, they connect under the surface of like the soil and can connect an entire forest.
Matt.
So one of them, like hundreds, thousands of miles long, right, would be considered one organism. And each one of them connects all the individual plants and all of the things. So when people say, the forest is talking to me, it literally might.
Oh, anyway, he's got us there, hasn't he?
On Star Trek, they hypothesized that one mushroom, one fungi, has its vast network.
Yeah.
But that network is mainly visible in another dimension. So on the mycelial plane.
So it's half and half, almost.
In and out, different dimensions. So it exists part in this dimension and part in the on the mycelial plane. And to travel from one end of the universe to the other, you have to hop into the mushroom network and then out somewhere else. Now, when you combine the idea that they cover the Earth's entire surface, and when you kind of take that out as a big idea and go, what if it connects all of the universe and it's all connected? And that's how we could travel about.
Right.
They blended.
Yes,
fucked off the warp drive and fucking explosive physics. And they've gone for taking mushrooms and jumping into the network in and out between dimensions. And I'm like, isn't that a...
So they trip balls throughout space. Is that how they get around? Time to trip balls. And they go. What did he say?
They go. This guy gets a needle, goes in his arm because it has to be the human interface. And they go... I've been watching this continuously on Netflix last week. Black alert.
Oh, a black alert.
Everyone has to sit down. And then you just get flung through a different dimension and then you're there.
Mad.
Anywhere in time and space.
Okay.
That's what it bends, man. Yeah, time and space, they're all like... A lot of physicists think that, don't they? Like
there's infinite dimensions.
And you can bend time and space and all that. And right now we're trying to send someone to the next planet along... using petrol. So that tells you, I think, where humanity is on its journey to the stars at the moment.
I do think we are I always say that we're an adolescent in our evolution. I think that's why we're so frustrated and so much, and why so much doesn't make sense. And we just try and think, no, it's just like that. That's the way it is. It's like we haven't even observed much of the universe at all, which annoyed me.
Most of it.
We're so new, which annoys me. So like the likes of them mushrooms and that, they could have been like developing, evolving, for billions of years. We have had maybe a couple of hundred thousands of years of evolution whilst we've been like chimp slash monkey kind of things. So times that by like, go much bigger. Like octopus is always an example. I hate to bring it back to octopuses. We're very octopus heavy on this podcast, but they have been like evolving hundreds and hundreds of millions of years. So they have got, I think their brains and stuff are so far beyond ours, and we are still like these chimps that are confused. So I think mushrooms could be, I don't know.
Well,
probably
don't
not
know
what you've just said.
No, but we don't. But there's something going on with them, isn't there? When I read that mushrooms, with those little microscopic strands that connect them as one sort of thing, that along them strands, they send nutrients and information.
Oh, so it is like a big living
thing.
It's like
a network.
Isn't that what the thing, like when you have all like the mad mushroomy trips, it's all like you're all connected and we're all one anyway. Isn't that like the one thing everyone goes on about?
And then you got some people say if you do the work with a shaman or something, you get taken onto the ancestral plane. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe all this stuff blends together. And I know I sound like a nutter as
you. No, you don't.
But like,
you sound a lot more normal than last week. A lot more normal.
When I was like screaming into this microphone, advocating
communism, it's the best. We shut down,
mate.
You could just get. I watched it back, and you just see me just shiftily looking to the camera every 2 seconds. Like, oh, he's triggered, dude.
Thanks for cutting to Dylan as soon as I lost the plot. They were like, we need Graham losing the plot in voiceover and Dylan's facial reactions
for legal reasons. Let's get Graham's face out of this. I think the guys thought well in the team. Well done, guys. I think we're going to trigger it. We're going to trigger a few people as well when we start talking about...
Is this a trigger warning?
Trigger warning, guys.
Trigger warning.
Harry and Meghan. I mean, so the day we filmed this is the day that like the interview hasn't fully been played out in the UK yet, but we've seen the clips.
Has it been on in America last night?
Yeah, I think it was on in America
we've
last night.
We've seen
the clips. We've seen what's been said. We've seen the drama begin to unfold. And the top trends in the UK right now is hashtag abolish the monarchy. So I think Harry and Meghan have played a blinder. But here we go. It opens up the floodgates, I think, for a mad old discussion, which I think should have come with the Prince Andrew thing, may I add. which, by the way, he's still got his military titles, which, by the way, he is still anyway, enough
he's
about
got
it.
Everything, hasn't he's, he? Yeah. He doesn't have to do any of the work.
Let's jump like on Meghan.
But the, yeah, let's jump on Meghan. Some of the stuff that's come out here today, we were watching, you and I.
Yeah.
Isn't it mad how on this podcast you and I reacted in real time to Trump, to Biden winning, this morning to this, which I think is one of the most important developments like this in ages, because this conversation was put in a box when 1997 when Princess Diana died.
Oh, it's so soon!
It is, isn't it? It's only been 20...
I was It's
been 23 years, has it?
Yeah.
So, okay, you were two.
Yeah.
I was 10.
Oh. No, he wasn't.
I'm very good at math.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
At all.
No, I forgot what I was saying now because of that.
1997, go on. The first big update since...
Princess Diana died and everyone fucking lost their minds.
Mm.
How come everyone was... So everyone went on about the Andrew thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was... I feel like I was almost put to bed. I thought, this will come out again.
Swept... under the carpet, that one.
How can this possibly happen to these who seem... who've done some genuine public good? It couldn't have more of a clash between two different mindsets here, could you?
No.
The old fucking go on. Royalist types.
Yeah.
And they don't even know who they are, but they're triggered.
Mm. It's triggering a lot of people in ways that they didn't think they would be. It's also showing a lot of, like, this sounds terrible, but like a bunch of closet royalists. And
oh,
I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, is that what you... Okay. When, the more I've never sort of got on board with the royals. I know this might sound bad, but hear me out. And it's because from such an early age, I hammered into my brain, I think that, like, we're all equal. We're all sound.
Mm-hmm.
We're all, like, we all start sort of there. We're all humans and we're all there. Whereas a royal family... decimates that idea. It completely conflicts against it. I'm like, okay, everyone's equal apart from this woman who is completely above
family.
You.
And her family. And their family and the connections to their family. And that flies completely in the face of we're supposed to be equal and everyone's got an opportunity to do something.
That's just direct inequality showing us in front. It blows my mind how anyone can sort of still think it's normal. How I think... If you're a royalist, and hear me out, if you're a proper royalist, I think that is such an unnatural way for a brain to work. I do think it is. It's bizarre.
Maybe it's a natural way for a brain to work. I don't mean that's good. I mean a really basic natural instinct is to look for a
leader.
Leader
is good.
Can we have a leader, but because the world is infinitely more complex than it was when there was only a handful of us.
Exactly, and also, maybe once upon a time, a royal family made sense because, yeah, look, we did need to look up to someone as like, oh no, they are leader, they are thing.
There's always been issues with them. Look at the behaviour of royals through history.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got a long and illustrious past. Let's have a... Should we go... No, we don't... I can't even be asked taking you through some of the stuff that their ancestors will have done in order to get into that position.
Just look at the British Empire.
Yes.
Just Google that. Read up on it for 5 minutes.
We're not allowed to say it. The thing it...
It's bizarre.
What's happened recently is we're not allowed to say, like, look up on the British Empire because it wasn't all great. Now it's like, you can't say that about this country.
Yeah.
Now, what do you want? Do you want what actually happened? Or do you want to live in your little fantasy world with a boner about fucking flags and stuff like that?
Well, we don't get taught about us being bastards. We always say this. And I think that's why we grow up with, like, this weird... I don't even know what to describe. Like... Certainly the St. George's Cross, seeing that now.
What do you think?
Racism. It looks racist. That in Union Jack, I used to think of like Austin Powers and it was like lovely and groovy, which is clearly like a shiner back in the 60s and when the 60s
the
was 90s flying.
Or as well.
The 90s as well, yeah. But I used to see the Union Jack as like almost pride in a way.
Yeah,
but now,
I
just think of like Britain first. Harry and Meghan are liars. I believe the Queen. Which, by the way, calling Meghan Harry like liars and the blah, blah, blah. Meghan said that she was suicidal. And the likes of Piers Morgan and the like of a bunch of other people like that have just called her a liar and said that she wasn't suicidal. And I thought, what have we just been going on about for the last year about like mental health and how important like women's mental health is International Women's Day as well.
Today, yeah.
And we had Piers Morgan on ITV saying that she wasn't suicidal, she's lying for attention.
I hadn't thought
and I'm
about
like,
that. That is,
what is going on? So I'm sick of all these mental health matters. No, it doesn't. You're a lying. You're a lying because you don't mean it. You really don't mean it? Because this girl has literally said I was suicidal and no one wants to hear it because of why? You know what I mean? Mad. Absolutely mad. You're all mad. You've all been brainwashed.
Yeah.
But it is brainwashing.
I don't know what else to call it.
Neither do I.
The person who's really important to me, who I love, and I'm going to, again, I'm going to do the turn off the microphone.
Get it off! Get it off!
This is about... And... It's probably a bit racist, just by age. almost undoubtedly. I love that person, but they're racist. And I don't even know if they can help it because they've been racist. I've had it drummed into the whole life.
Yeah, I get that.
They, not to name the person's sex, were like, well, it's not, it can't be okay, can it? About
Megan.
And I was like, well, it is okay, but it's not, is it? And I went, why?
Oh.
Once you try and unpack that and even put any critical or logical thought to it, even if it's a kind of like, in a very discreet way, we've been brainwashed to think that you don't have brown people in the royal family. And this here.
Well, yeah, that kind of...
The comment.
We're going to have to play it. This was the... I think this is like the sucker punch gut wrenching. This will be played for decades sort of moment. In the interview with Oprah. Can we run it? Can we play 2 seconds of it? Go ahead. Play it.
Of, he won't be given security. He's not going to be given a title. And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be.
So there you go. From the horse's mouth, dear.
So there, if you didn't pick up what went on,
go on.
Meghan claimed that members of the royal family had openly expressed concerns about how dark her son Archie's skin will be, and they had gone to extraordinary lengths to deny him a royal title and refuse to provide him with security. Why? Well, the equivalent, kids in an equivalent position are given titles, security.
Yep.
The removal of security is the maddest one. Titles, fuck off. No one's entitled to a title. But if you're like... in their position, you're saying, no, we won't protect you.
Yeah, I don't get that. And then...
It seems quite fucked up, that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and then the question of the skin colour, I mean, it's sort of, I don't want to say good to hear, but this is like something I've always thought was clearly an issue, and I feel like we finally almost got it in print of like, look, the royal family's a bit racist, but you only have to look at the Queen's fella, who's... He's on his ass at the minute. Granted, we know that.
Duke of Edinburgh,
but is he not a race? Is he not had a bit of racist tendencies and a few racist issues in the past? Have I?
Firstly, he's in hospital currently. he's in hospital.
No, I believe that
with his heart bits and bobs going on.
Oh yeah, he's yeah.
So get well soon, sir. Stuff he said anyway.
Yeah, there we go. This is what we wanted. Has he said and done mad stuff? Or is that just a bit of like a...
98 of them here for his 98th birthday. Where do you want to start? Cultural differences, the economy. Do you want to start on disability, on women, on the youth, on Britain, on the media, on common people, on the royal family, on himself? On where do you want to start?
Just something mad.
Ooh, what about women, eh?
Yeah,
let's International see. Women's Day?
Yeah, go on.
Do you have a cut-off point year-wise, or because they get get madder as he gets younger?
No, let's go across the board.
1961. He said, British women can't cook.
He's all right. He's all right. What a mad thing to say, though.
He said in 2010, he asked Tory Scottish leader Annabel Goldie while they were admiring tartan made for the Pope, do you have any knickers made in that material?
Oh, man.
Let's move on to
any racisms.
Got a bit of this. Britain. Let's go to common people, royal family. Himself. There's one I really want to share with you. Actually, he said to a girl in 1987 in China, "Don't stay here too long, or you might go slitty-eyed." That was in 1987.
Oh my god!
And that one is often.
Referred to. I've heard that one.
I'm wondering if I can find a really up-to-date... Oh, here we go. When Madonna was about... Some of them are funny, though. When Madonna was about to sing the James Bond theme in 2002, he said, are we going to need earplugs to her?
He's a hard face get, isn't he?
I wish he'd turn the microphone off, he said of Elton John's performance. Some of it's just funny, our man, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's He's clearly rotten as well, though.
Things that he thinks are ghastly. Ghastly.
Ghastly.
Beijing and Stoke-on-Trent. So, honestly, there's 100.
And we could keep going, I'm sure. Go on, one more, one more.
Right.
So is this Prince Andrew's dad?
Yeah.
Right. That explains it. Yeah, okay.
Food and drink. I'm just trying to find you a really... right. Right, can you tell the difference between them? He asked President Obama, who explained that he'd had breakfast with the leaders of China and Russia. It's just all mad
stuff.
Why
is he like flying our flag though? Do you know what I mean? This is what I don't understand about the royals. Like, can we not build our own royal family? Maybe that's a way to like, oh no, we'll keep the monarchy, but let's vote our own in. So get the queen. Who's the queen?
Well, that's called being
the queen's.
Fucking,
the queen's, I think.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but I think the queen is like, she's just holding it together at the minute because everyone thinks the queen's a bit sound.
Yeah.
She likes cows.
What about when she's gone?
That's when I think it goes. I think the monarchy dies with the queen. I think if the queen wasn't there now and it was Charles trying to like conduct all this, I think it'd just...
Yeah, it'd be fucked.
Because everyone's got like
way.
A low-key respect for the queen still, haven't they? Mm. There is still that. Like, and I don't think people will lose that until she's no longer there herself. And then I think, let's get our own in. Gemma Collins, get her in.
Voting in ahead of state. You'd rather vote in the head of state?
No, let's remove the powers. They shouldn't have powers. The fact they've got powers is
backwards.
Well,
they're not meant to have any powers. We were told, we've always been told that the role is like ceremonial. But then we found out through our conversations and what we've talked about on here that it's not just that. The Queen has been allowed to vet over 1,000 different laws.
Mad.
In her reign.
Mad.
She gets a bit, oh, right, what about that? You might lose a bit of money there. And Charles. So that's not having no powers, is it?
No, that's
so
what I mean.
We need a head of state. And people are like, oh, we don't want a president. I could all go tits up. Well, I don't know. It couldn't be. It doesn't seem very fair as it is, does it?
No.
Why can't you vote someone in? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I don't know anymore with this country. I know that sounds mad.
10 years. For 10 years or 5 years, so you're not going in and out of. I don't know. But this isn't for me.
I feel like, especially with the government now, the monarchy, they're like our two. That's like what the country's built off. And I feel like they couldn't represent everyone I know less.
Yeah.
Everything I've ever known less. I just feel like, what is this?
The only representative on about a third of people, I feel.
I feel like that. Snobby, posh Tories who are a bit old.
If you think about it, loads of stuff about this country needs to change, doesn't it, off the back of this. We've seen. The only things I like about this country, the NHS.
NHS
is
sound.
Like people who care where, you know what, it's going to sound mad, but all of the people that came together and did stuff last year, I was like, yes, that is Britain.
You mean them that got a pay cut?
Yes, everyone that got a pay cut. And well, people who were out working and people who were doing, like, struggling to do normal jobs that society needed to tick over the other year. I feel like that's what Britain's about. None of this fucking nonsense, the royal family. Can't we just, and then all the other bits, in the end, soon, Britain's just going to be England on its own, isn't it? And it's not far off.
I think that's going to happen. I thought COVID did that. I think COVID was the end of Britain. I thought Scotland went out with Brexit as well. Like, Scotland's going to go there, going to go there.
Wales wants out.
That flag have to change. Like the UK, like the Union Jack.
I think about how confusing visually the Union Jack is. Anyway, I'll bring it on the screen. Look at it. How confusing is that? It's like loads going on.
You can see two. You can see like England, Scotland.
Remove Scotland, makes it a bit less.
It looks odd. Now it looks odd. It looks like.
It looks like a mad...
Ultra-racist.
Yeah, do you not think that once you remove
the... I think the St. George's cross... If you imagine going past a house and there's a big St. George's flag. It gives you instant red flags that stay away from that house. But yeah, all them that got a pay cut. Can we talk about the pay cut people?
Yeah.
As in the nurses. And they did get a pay cut because of inflation. Technically, did they not? Like, the price of living went up in such a way that everything is so much more expensive and they are not earning... said amount. What, did they get a 1% pay rise or is it capped at a 1% pay? I forgot the official figure, but it's absolutely disgusting.
Got that 1%. I'm trying to look up
how... I'm not surprised, though. We knew that that little clap on the Thursdays was just going to be a stupid token gesture and everyone was saying at the time, can we not, would they rather have more money, I think, but
got
no.
This for you. Got
go
this
on,
for
there you
so
go. What is it, mate? Okay. What have we got?
Yes. Nurses... will have seen their pay cut really by over 12% over a decade. They've had years of between 0% and 1% pay rises
for a decade. Since the Tories came in, the first thing they did was to put the pay for people like that right down immediately.
Good, I say.
Yeah, we've got more important things to spend the money on, like £35 billion on a track and trace system that doesn't work. Oh, it's okay. By the way, the whole the entire armed forces budget's only £45 billion. So the army costs 40, and the navy and the air force costs 40 odd billion.
And this is
and track and traces cost 30 odd billion.
And it's shit.
It doesn't work. So anyway, yeah. Once inflation's taken into 12%, so we give them a pay cut.
Are you surprised?
No,
I'm not, and that's what makes me angrier. The fact that they're still just. Boris, though, eh?
What's he like? What's he like?
What is he like?
You can't get
Boris.
Through everything on that, though, can you? Like, oh, what is he like?
He's, but he just keeps saying there's no money. There's no money for it. But then again, you've literally just mentioned the 35 billion quid they've wasted, which has all been to the mates. Mm. Do you reckon this will ever come out? I was thinking this the other day.
Well, this PPE these, first, and that was in the hundreds of millions.
The corruption.
But this is like that. This is but on steroids.
It is like that. It's exactly like that. But will it ever sort of come out and be. Well, sort of news of like, oh yeah, they were corrupt. Or is this just going to...
It has, but it doesn't get reported.
So no. What's this then?
I don't know, mate. Like,
so what are we living in then?
I don't know. And I've thought this myself.
I think this all the time. Like, we laugh at China and North Korea for like, oh, their government, they take the piss with them. They do that.
I mean, the battle's not set particularly. We say, the thing is, we have a go with China, but they're doing better than us. So.
Well, they're flying at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they are actually.
Yeah, they are. Anyway, Prince Philip is in hospital.
Is he all right?
He's had something.
He's had the shits, hasn't he, Graham? Is that on the news today? Is
he's fine.
Oh, is he all right? How's Andrew? Where is Andrew, by the way?
He's off somewhere, not sweating.
On some island. Again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But a really shit island this time. At the Isle of Sheppey or something. On his own, sweating somewhere.
Oh, I think we should end this episode, by the way, because, I mean, abolish the monarchy has been trending all week and like that, yeah. A lot of people talking about that. Can we not do a tarot card reading of the monarchy's future? Because, I mean, we've seen monarchies crumble in the past, Graham, haven't we? We've seen, like, you know, this is the turning point for Britain, do you know what I mean? So can we do a tarot reading? Because, I mean, what is this? Spirits and that. Who are we communicating with here about the royals?
In the tarot thing?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't even know. I remember getting the cards out at work. I remember I used to do readings at work just for a laugh and then stop because some of them were a bit too good.
Honestly?
Yeah.
So yeah, they got too accurate and a bit too shady.
I didn't want to do it then. So I'll do it for this, but I won't, like, someone said to me, oh, like, do you ever think...
For a laugh? Do you ever get the cards out for a laugh?
About your relationship? And I was like, what if it said something I didn't want to hear? And then it was always in my head, so no. Yeah, so someone once said to me at work, I'm not going to get haunted by an evil spirit, am I?
Is that what happens?
That was... Shat himself, right? And I asked my mate who taught me how to do it, and she's like, oh, they're a divination tool, you know, like going around looking for water kind of vibes. I don't know, they just pick up on whatever energies are in the universe. Anyway, I just think, like, I would just do them for a laugh. And sometimes they were telling me things and I was like, shit. So, what I thought we'd do, you want to do the future of the royals?
Yeah. Like, what's the future life for these poor souls?
For these parasites.
Oh. Come on. Can I give them a shuffle?
Yeah, go on.
I'll give them an old mighty shuffle.
We have a classic deck of tarot cards here. We're going to do, just for reasons of time. Oh, look at all mad. A triple card reading.
For the future.
Shall I sing the monarchy?
God save. What a weird national anthem, by the way. God, can you please just save our queen?
Solely her.
And no one else. God save our gracious queen.
So you know what to do when you're doing them. Have a good think about the queen.
Oh, I am now.
Don't think too much about Prince Andrew. Think of all of the things associated with the royals. Prince Andrew.
It's all weird. All weird
Prince
stuff.
Philip.
All weirdos.
Think of the royal families of the past. Some of their greatest hits.
Eugenia, who with all them?
All of them people.
Names.
Think of the old school royal families. Not the same house, but, you know, Henry VIII. Think of him. He was the founder of the Church of England.
Ah. And then it all changed.
Think of all of your favourite royals.
Oh, done.
So I'm going to take the first. Right, so you just, right, that's been shuffled. You just take three cards, taking forever. And first one, please.
First card. Here we go, Graham. There you are.
I'm going to put that one down there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give me, oh, I've gone then. First one.
And what is this?
This one.
Yeah.
It's the past. Yep. Past events that still affect them, past events that are holding them back or have the potential to help them. Shall we see what this is? I'm going to Google the card so I can get a bit of a write-up on it. The card is...
What have we got? Where are we?
It's the Empress. That's what a mad one.
Oh my God, somebody's got the Empress.
I'll tell you what the Empress says.
May I see the card, Graham?
There you go, mate, go on.
I will describe the cards for anyone who's exclusively listening. So the Empress is... she looks a bit like Diana.
She does.
The Empress looks a bit like Diana. She's sitting on a rug in there. Some kind of rug and a cushion. She's in a field of wheat, like Theresa May. there's a waterfall. It looks nice. It looks golden.
Okay.
She looks like... Yeah. And that's the past.
This means femininity, abundance, nurturing. The Empress is a... This is a description of her. You described her. And what does she mean? It just signifies a strong connection with femininity, elegance, fertility, creative expression, nurturing. She signifies abundance, surrounded by life's pleasures and luxuries, everything you need to live a comfortable lifestyle in a period of growth.
Well, you could argue that's the Queen, and that's going to help the royals, isn't it? Because she is...
Or Diana.
Quite literally the Empress.
Well, look at me going, oh, I think this tarot card's about... This is the most mad thing that we've ever done now.
What
if we chop this up and I'm just being an absolute loon? Like,
it's
I'm on
Diana!
Channel 957 on Sky. That'd be me.
But that's a mad start, the Empress. That is out of order. Yeah, that is weird. What's the middle card mean?
Pick us another one. Middle one is the present situation. So the past is the Empress. The present situation is... Just pick whatever one you want.
Oh, that one stuck out a little bit. Like a card trick, this. What was that?
The Knight of Wands.
The Knight of Wands. This is good.
There you go, have a look.
I'll describe it.
The Knight of Wands.
Oh!
The present situation for the royal family summarised with the Knight of Wands.
It looks like a bit of like a knight in shining armour, really. Nice big knight suit, some kind of yellow frock on with lizards, and he's holding a big stick.
Some yellow frock on with lizards. He's right. What, that's funny. The current situation means energy, passion, inspired action, adventure, impulsiveness.
Okay.
It marks the spark of a new idea, shows the pursuit of that idea.
Hashtag abolish the monarchy. Is that what they're hinting towards here? Is this Harry? Is Harry our knight in shining armour?
Could be. Be a pioneer and take calculated risks to reach new heights.
Oh my God, that's what he's done.
Being committed to your vision and purpose and stopping at nothing to bring it to your life.
This is Harry.
Okay. That's Harry.
That was Harry.
So there we go. That was nice and simple.
So we've had the Queen.
We've had Harry.
Who we've said the Queen was sound, and that's been the past.
Harry, and he's marching on with his new
ideas. Harry's marching on, and this is
destined for something big.
The future.
You are restricted from taking action right now with frustrating delays, obstacles, or people standing in your way. The tension is palpable. And you need to release this creative energy. Oh. Manifest your vision.
Oh, it's Harry. This,
isn't he? It is.
And then the future of the monarchy lies within the last card. And we've got... What have we got?
Let's get that on. Oh, can we see it? No. We got Two of Wands. It's Two of Wands. And there's a man there with something like the world in his hand or something.
Oh, yeah.
So this
little weirdo with a couple of sticks. Oh, looks like he's holding a big bath bomb.
Turns out it's Andrew.
Odd that we've got three, like,
regal
quite
ones.
Regal, royal-looking people.
And the future one, so the one that says, like, the future, what's the direction things are moving in or the outcome of the present situation.
Here we go. This is the big one.
Future planning, progress, decisions, or discovery.
But what does the Two Wands mean?
The Two of Wands takes the spark of inspiration from the Ace of Wands and turns it into a clear action plan. You went through the discovery phase and you know what you want to manifest. Now you need to figure out how. You're exploring your options carefully. Two of Wands indicates that you're considering your long-term goals and aspirations and are ready to plan for what you need to do to achieve them. You've come a long way. I don't know what this means, but it sounds plausible.
Yeah. Well, it's what it says to me.
They're all regal.
I'm going to strip it right back.
Come on.
We've got the Queen at the start, who looks like Diana.
Let's get it on.
Which is clearly some kind of... That wasn't done accidentally. That's Princess Di. That's Diana, that.
Come on now.
It looks the spit of her.
You show us it. Go on.
I'll show you. There we go. Can you see? Are we on? We'll cut that.
Yeah, there we go. Got you.
That's Di. That looks like Diana.
It does look... Oh, it looks a bit like what's it that Prince Charles is with. Maybe not. I don't want her to be on it.
Prince Charles?
Who's her? His missus?
Horsey one.
Horsey one. Parker Bowles.
What is her name?
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Camilla! And then we had Harry as well there. Camera, can we see that? And what this meant was... What did that mean? It was someone like striding towards something great or something.
Harry. We said that was Harry.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right. Harry striding towards his new future.
That's what I mean. He's trying to abolish the royal family. And then, at the end, we had Prince Andrew plotting his next trip.
With a bath bomb.
So, granted, it was derailed at the end, but prior to that, we had a couple of, you know...
It all sounded like it was going really well.
I've got
Prince
all chills. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was all going really well until Prince Andrew wanted a bath. And on that bombshell.
Yes. We'll end it there, shall we? Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week when... Well, maybe the Queen. Well, we don't know.
She appears there.
Imagine we've got it on. Why should you stay, love? And there she is. Anyway, thank you for listening. Come and hit us up on our socials. And yeah, see you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Shut up now, love. Goodbye. It's time to open your mind, expand your outlook, and occasionally soil yourself with delight. Delight.
This is the NTR Podcast with Dylan Evans and Graham Smith.